stood at the garden gate, but he couldn't get in, and he come too late, and he pick up a stone, and he knock at the door. Wanna get in, says, oh, Black Joe, oh, Joe, oh, Joe, kicking up behind him before the pretty girl, kicking up behind, oh, Joe, oh, Joe, oh, Joe, kicking up behind him before the pretty girl, kicking up behind, oh, Joe.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's Pulse Podcast. I'm your host, Terry Rombeck. You're listening to Old Joe, a song by the Free Staters. They're a Wichita band that plays music from the days of territorial Kansas, and they'll be performing Saturday night at the Watkins Community Museum of History here in Lawrence. In this week's podcast, we'll talk to one of the band's members about what music was like in the 1850s here in Kansas. After that, we'll tell you about some of the other events going on in Lawrence this weekend in our weekly Best Bets feature. First, though, we'll be joined by Jonathan Gearing, who plays guitar and banjo and also sings with the Free Staters. Again, they're performing for a fundraising dinner that starts at 7 p.m. Saturday at the Watkins Museum. The dinner is part of Civil War on the Western Frontier, which is a series of Bleeding Kansas-related events that kicked off on Thursday, and it runs through August 21st. Here's an interview I did earlier this week with Jonathan by phone.
Joe, old Joe, kicking behind him before, the pretty girl kicking up behind old Joe.
Well, Jonathan, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Well, first off, tell us a little bit about the history of the band.
Well, the Free Staters got their start about 5 years ago, and really they were a direct result of the fact that I'm a Civil War reenactor, and so I've always had a real passion for Civil War history, but didn't know a whole lot about the music. And then I, through reenacting, discovered this peculiar thing called minstrel music, and this whole vast collection of songs that exist that are pre-Civil War that the boys in blue and gray took with them to the battlefields as they enlisted and, of course, played. And in a nutshell, really, this minstrel music is America's first pop music, and so it interested me. And I played guitar before that, before reenacting and playing in this band, and discovered that at the heart and soul of a good minstrel sound is a banjo. So I learned to play that met my wife, and she played fiddle, and everything fell into place, and here we are today.
So let's say we're back in the 1850s, and people are gathering to play music. What's the sort of setting that would be typical back then?
Well, back then in territorial Kansas, you know, you've got towns springing up all over northeast Kansas, southeast Kansas, and so I can just imagine a front porch, maybe under a shade tree, you know, friends and family gathering and playing music. And you would have found, I think it's very possible that you could have found a banjo and, of course, a fiddle, possibly a parlor guitar, inside certainly a piano, and then maybe some type of a percussive instrument, and that could have been a tambourine, maybe a pair of buffalo rib bones, maybe a donkey jawbone, all kinds of things. And I think that would have been something that would have been found in the Lawrences and the Atchisons and the Leavenworths, and the towns of that nature.
Did many people have musical instruments? Because it seems like if you're traveling across the country, you might want to just pack light and maybe leave those back home.
Well, you know, the Kansas State Historical Society has a fiddle that some settlers brought with them, and I think from maybe Ohio or Indiana. It was pretty crude, and the case it was carried in was even more crude. It was basically a hollowed-out log. Yeah, you would have wanted to pack light, but then again, you know, nothing takes away the woes and the weariness and the feelings of being tired, quite like music. Music has that spirit and that ability to bring things to life, perk a person up, and so I think it would have been very common at least to have found a fiddle, maybe a banjo if it could have survived, and those would have been popular instruments.
Well, let's talk about the music a little bit. Are there certain categories of songs for the era?
We'll see from beginning in about late 1830s, 1840s, this birth of minstrel music. And so, again, being America's first pop music, and with the likes of Stephen Foster and Dan Emmett, so certainly that was popular. And obviously classical music existed, and folk music existed to a degree, ballads and sea shanties and songs like that. So you would have had a lot to have been able to choose from. I mean, there would have been a lot of options, although not as many options as we would look at today with so many varieties. But, you know, and back then, too, I mean, a person didn't simply pull a wagon off the side of the road and pull up a computer or maybe break out their MP3 player and listen to music. I mean, you had to make it or find somebody that could make it. So that was unique in and of itself.
You kind of alluded to this, but, I mean, music, I take it, must have really played a different role in society back then than it does today in some ways.
I think so, and just for the simple fact that music was special, and it was a time, I think, when, you know, it really brought families together. I mean, you know, in the evening after you've been working hard all day and more than likely you'd been out on the farm, maybe breaking ground or clearing land or whatever the case, and you know, that's hard work. And so you come in, and if you did have some energy left, what better way to kind of wind down than to gather the family around and sing some songs? Certainly on weekends, too, say on a Saturday night or an opportunity. You know, I've seen a lot of playbills or invitations to balls and dances and things like that in the Lawrence that took place in Territorial Kansas. You know, a ball for the territorial governor or this a statesman or that person. So that kind of thing went on, I think, quite often.
Would Lawrence have been pretty typical as far as kind of frontier music back in those days, or anything special about Lawrence?
I think Lawrence would have been typical. I don't know how special it would have been. Of course, it's well known for its musical chops today. I mean, a lot of bands come through Lawrence, and it's well known for its music. I got to believe that, you know, the town is unique, and I got to believe that music would have been, you know, very popular back then, and you would have found it.
Is there much interest in this kind of music?
You know, actually there is. It reminds me of a funny story. We played at a bar a couple of years ago, and we just really wanted to take this music outside of the historical arena and just introduce people to it or reintroduce them to it. And we did hear a couple comments, you know, I don't understand the music, I've never heard it, but hey, it's great drinking music. So, you know, it's interesting. I mean, people hear this stuff, and I got to tell you that, I mean, a lot of people have heard some of these songs. I mean, everybody's heard Oh Susanna or Old Dan Tucker, Polly Wally Doodler. We do some Irish tunes as well, and so a lot of people have heard Whiskey in the Jar and Finnegan's Wake and songs like that. You hear this stuff, and you hear the banjo and the bones, and you hear the fiddle, and it's hard not to tap your feet and clap your hands and make a little noise.
That was Jonathan Gearing of the Wichita band The Free Staters. They're performing at a fundraising dinner for the Watkins Community Museum of History. The event starts at 7 Saturday night. Tickets are $40 and they're available by calling 841-4109. After the dinner, there will be a street dance outside the museum, which is at 1047 Mass Street. Music for the dance will be provided by Past Tense Bluegrass Band, which is based in Topeka. You can see the full list of events for Civil War on the Western Frontier at www.watkinsmuseum.org. Now here are some of the other events going on in Lawrence this weekend. The Lost Family Reunion Festival is going on all weekend at Perry Lake. Bands include Truck Stop Honeymoon and Mattahoochee. The Battle of Blackjack, a musical about Bleeding Kansas, has three performances at the Lawrence Arts Center this weekend. Shows are at 7:30 tonight and Saturday, and also 2:30 on Sunday. If poetry is more up your alley, Kansas poet laureate Denise Lowe will speak and read her poetry at 9:30 Saturday morning at the Lawrence Public Library. Gillian Welch plays at 8 Saturday night at Liberty Hall. And Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit play Saturday night at the Bottleneck that starts at 9. We'll leave you now with another tune from the Free Staters. This is Old King Crow off the band's album Ho for the Kansas Plains. Thanks for joining us for the podcast. We'll be back here next Friday when we plan to feature an interview with the children's music duo Trout Fishing for America.
It's all about the Old King Crow. Old King Crow, the black kiss the final. He never say nothing but Jenny, fetch a whole cake.
Don't bother me.
Fetch along the whole cake.
It ain't done.
Will you bring the whole cake?
Don't bother me. I'll fetch another whole cake when I'm done.
I went out in the old cornfield and something hollered,
"Hello, Joe."
I looked up in the old oak tree, and there he sat, that old King Crow. Old King Crow, the blackest thief I know, he never say nothing but
caw, caw, caw.
Jenny, fetch a whole cake.
Don't bother me.
Fetch along the whole cake.
I ain't done.
Will you bring the whole cake?
Don't bother me. I'll fetch another whole cake when they're done.
Says I, old crow, get you out of here before I shoot you with my hoe. He said nothing, but he spread his wings, and then he flew away, that old King Crow. Old King Crow, the blackest thief I know, he never say nothing but Jenny, fetch a whole cake.
Don't bother me.
Fetch along the whole cake.
It ain't done.
Will you bring the whole cake?
Don't bother me. I'll fetch another whole cake when they're done.